Have you heard of EVP? EVP stands for Electronic Voice Phenomenon. I don't contact the dead. The dead contact me. And with EVP, I can hear them, I can see them, and I can
hear them. Subversive music for dangerous times.
At this hour, they report the level of the mysterious radiation continues to increase steadily. So long as this situation remains, government spokesmen warn that dead bodies will continue to be transformed into the flesh-eating ghouls. All persons who die during this crisis, from whatever cause, will come back to life to seek human victims unless their bodies are first disposed of by cremation.
I'm all messed up with nowhere to go. Walking with a dead man on my shoulder. I'm all messed up with nowhere to go. Walking with a dead man over my shoulder.
No more room in hell. The dead walk here.
Lights brought her back.
Wait for an invitation to arrive. Going to a party with no one still alive. Wait for an invitation to arrive.
Preferably by cremation.
Well, how long after death then does the body become reactivated?
It's only a matter of minutes.
Minutes? Well, that doesn't give people time to make any arrangements.
No, you're right. It doesn't give them time to make funeral arrangements. Bodies must be carried to the street and burned. They must be burned immediately. Soak them with gasoline and burn them. The bereaved will have to forego the dubious comforts that a funeral service will give. They're just dead flesh and dangerous.
Hey, Cat, put that thing all the way in the fire. We don't want to get up again.
Chief, how's everything going?
Oh, things aren't going too bad. Men are taking it pretty good.
You want to get on the other side of the road over there?
Chief, do you think we'll be able to defeat these things?
Well, we killed 19 of them today right in this area. Those last three we caught trying to claw their way into an abandoned shed. They must have thought somebody was in there. There wasn't, though. We heard them making all kind of noise. We came over and beat them off, blasted them down. Yeah, okay.
Chief, if I were surrounded by 6 or 8 of these things, would I stand a chance with them?
Well, there's no problem. If you had a gun, shoot them in the head. That's a sure way to kill them. If you don't, get yourself a club or a torch. Beat them or burn them. They go up pretty easy.
Walking down the stream, I was hit by something last night in my sleep. It's a dead man's party. Who could ask for more? Everybody's coming, leave your body at the door. Leave your body and soul at the door.
Enough to call these caused these mutations, there was a very high degree of radiation.
It was a virus.
I'm not sure
infection.
That's
right. I don't think something in the blood.
I think it's the bites.
In other words, it is the military's viewpoint that the radiation is not the cause of the mutation.
I can't speak for the entire military at this time, gentlemen.
Bites killed her.
Presently, until we still listen to everything.
Everything is being done that can be done.
We'll have to hurry.
When the satellite was exploded?
Ensure all residences are secure with all doors and windows firmly locked and barred.
From my cold, dead hand.
I'll take your questions.
Is it a virus?
We don't know.
How does it spread? Is it airborne?
Airborne is a possibility. We don't know.
Is this an international health hazard or a military concern?
Both.
Are these people alive or dead?
Hold them down!
We don't know.
We don't know. We don't know.
Walk like a zombie! 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 Who's been sleeping on the street? Like a bat! Like a wandering piece of rotting meat. Walk like a zombie. 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 Who's coming back for more? Walk like a zombie.
Yeah, we got the real.
groups in proclaiming the phenomenon a sign of a coming apocalypse, although Downing Street is refusing to be drawn into a religious debate. Once again, the bodies of the recently deceased are returning to life and attacking the living.
Medical examination of victims' bodies shows conclusively that the killers are eating the flesh of the people they kill.
Do you know someone who has been bitten? It is absolutely essential that you isolate them immediately.
It gets up and kills. The people it kills get up and kill.
What the fuck is wrong with you people?
They're dead!
Fucking dead.
Must not be lulled by the concept that these are our family members or our friends. They are not. They will not respond to such emotions. They must be destroyed on sight.
No longer seek occupancy in private residences, no matter how safe or well protected they may be.
Are these cannibals? No, they are not cannibals. Cannibalism, in the true sense of the word, implies an interspecies activity. These creatures cannot be considered cannibals. They prey on humans. They do not prey on each other. That's the difference. They attack and they feed only on raw.
They're after us. They know we're still in here.
They're after the place. They don't know why. They just remember. Remember that they want to be in here.
What the hell are they?
They're us, that's all. When there's no more room in hell, the dead will walk here.
Thank you.
Mailer. Mailer? Jim. Jim. Mailer. Got infected 2 days ago.
Mitchell managed to knock him out cold and we got a chain round his neck.
The incredibly strange creatures who stopped living and became mixed up zombies.
What's wrong?
Mum, it's Philip. He's gone.
Where's he gone?
Mum, he's dead.
No, he isn't.
Get us! Get us! Jesus!
Now what? Oh, we've got to keep moving.
Well, how do we get Philip out of the car?
Well, we haven't got time.
What about the blunt objects?
You want to get them?
Sure, we can't just leave your dad.
It's not my dad.
Oh, sure.
Mum, he was, but he's not anymore.
I really think we
don't can't... listen to me, Mum, listen. That's not even your husband in there, okay? I know it looks like him, but there is nothing of the man you loved in that car now. Nothing. Let's go, shall we?
Said, you might as well stay, cause you're already dead. You're dead like us.
You're dead like us.
You're dead like toenails.
You're dead like toenails.
Leave your troubles at the door. They can't help you anymore. You're dead like us.
Dead like
baby.
Dead like baby.
misguided as writing. And right from the beginning, you knew this was different. Because it was happening in small villages, market towns. And then it wasn't on the TV anymore. It was in the street outside. It was coming through your windows. It was a virus. Infection. It was the blood. And something in the blood. By the time they tried to evacuate the cities, it was already too late. The infection was everywhere. The army blockades were overrun. The day before the TV and radio stopped broadcasting, there were reports of infection in Paris and New York. We didn't hear anything more after that.
What's the government? What is it?
There's no government.
Of course there's a government. There's always a government. They're in a bunker or a plane.
There's no government, no police, no army, no TV, no radio, no electricity.
No family.
You're dead. That's Sabina's.
Yours will be dead too.
One man. We've lost five.
Man.
Where does it say we gotta keep those dumb fucks next door to where we sleep? Where does it say we should do any one thing but shoot the mothers in the head?
We don't have enough ammunition, Captain. Shoot them all in the head. Time to have done that would have been at the beginning. No. We let them overrun us. They have overrun us, you know. We're in the minority now. Something like 400,000 to one by my calculations. I haven't eaten. Is there food?
Listen, egghead, let me bring you up to date
Excuse
on what's
me.
Been... Let
Excuse
me...
Excuse me! Is there food?
I'm running this monkey farm now, Frankenstein, and I want to know what the fuck you're doing with my time! Because if we're just jerking off here, I'm going to have my men blow the piss out of those precious specimens of yours. Yeah, and we're going to get the hell out of here and leave you and your highfalutin asshole friends to rot in this stinking sewer. Is that food enough for you?
Where will you go, Captain? You can destroy my specimens, but what about the millions more that are waiting to greet you outside? Do you really think you can blow the piss out of them? All of them? They have you in a hopeless situation strategically. You're lost.
Oh, shit. Oh, why, why, get up, come on, get down with the sickness. Get up, come on, get down with the sickness. Get up. Come on, get down with the sickness. Open up your hate and let it flow into me. Get up, come on, get down with the sickness. You mother, get up, come on, get down with the sickness. You fucker, get up, come on, get down with the sickness. Madness is the gift that has been given to me. I can see inside you the sickness is rising. It seems that all that was good has died. Oh no, the world is a scary place. Now that you've woken up the demon in me.
Bobby, will you give it to me?
Oh, wow. Get up, come on, get down with the sickness. You mother, get up, come on, get down with the sickness. You fucker, get up. Come on, get down with the dickness. Open up your hate and let it flow into me. Why can't you just fuck up and die? Get down with the sickness. Fuck you, I don't like this shit. I'm down with the sickness. You stupid, sadistic, abusive. Fuck out with the sickness. Here it comes. Get ready to die. Get ready to die.
Next, we'll hear the story of 10-year-old Enrique Ramirez, who fought off the reanimated corpses of his entire family. It's all coming right up on Zombies from Hell.
Pop Defect Radio. Subversive music for dangerous times.
Good shot. Okay, he's dead. Let's go get him. That's another one for the fire.